The KISS Podcast. Gaming cheats and tips.
This month's cheat podcast is all about the massive Xbox 360 game Dead Rising. Thanks to the gaming experts at Eurogamer.net, we're going to get you through the full first case of this zombie splatterfest. It's not for the faint-hearted. You're going to need all the help you can get.
Something is horribly wrong in the small town of Willamette. The mall has become the breeding ground of unspeakable mayhem. As veteran photojournalist Frank West, you suspect a terrifying conspiracy of epic proportions. You have 72 hours to uncover the story of a lifetime. The only way to survive is to grab whatever you can get your hands on.
Opening scene, 11:27 a.m, Willamette, Colorado.
After the opening cutscene, the game will shift to a first-person view as Frank holds up his camera. Take this chance to get familiar with the camera controls as you take pictures of the chaos below. B, zoom in. A, zoom out. X, shutter. And right, analog, move camera are the basics. Don't press the start button yet or you'll skip this section, and taking pictures gains you valuable points later. The first major scene of the game consists of a civilian fighting off a horde of zombies from the top of a car. Take pictures as the civilian fights off the zombies, and you'll get points as he hits them, waves his hands at the chopper for help, and when the zombies drag him down to the ground. A little known scene happens on a rooftop right before you get to the gas station. Aim your camera at the gas station as the helicopter flies by it, and take a picture just as the station blows up for some brutality PP points. The final scene will involve a woman on a building top as several zombies corner her. Take a snapshot as she fires her gun while she waves her arms at the chopper and as she falls. The camera will recharge when the chopper lands.
Case 1, point 1. Willamette Mall. Frank's covered wars, you know.
This is where you will spend the entire game. Walk by the baddie Carlito, open the door, then head down the stairs. You'll come across a sofa at the bottom with a tutorial menu explaining the save system. You can only save on this sofa or in a restroom found around the mall. Look for the yellow S icon on your map to find the restrooms. Bear in mind, the one-slot save system can get you stuck in the game and make you start over if you want to see the main story again. Walk through the red door to enter the security monitor room. A brutal cut scene shows a horde of zombies slamming through the doors and feasting on the survivors. Now, we could grab one of the many chairs or boards to the side and use them to fight off the zombie hordes, but take pictures of the carnage for some incredible PP scores. Grab a single 2x4 piece of wood or bat to help you fight through the zombies, then head towards the stairs near the doors while snapping pictures along the way. Try to find the zombies that are in a group feasting, then work tons of zombies into that shot. The resulting photo will give you big PP points. You can also find a shotgun if you can seek out Brian's dead body. He is usually next to the left staircase while facing the stairs. When the next cutscene ends, talk to Otis next to the ventilation shaft to receive the transceiver and a map of the mall. You might also want to enter the security room and grab the food items in the back if you need them. Enter the air duct to continue. On the roof, you will find two people, one on each side. You'll probably notice Jeff first on the right side of the roof. Run up to him to find out that he was separated from his wife. Press the B button while near him and talk to him to get him to follow you. Press the Y button to call him over to you or hold RT, then tap Y to scope out a location for him to run to. This is a goal marker. You will need to remember these commands while rescuing the many survivors around the mall. Take him over to the other side of the roof to find his wife, Natalie. Once they regroup, take a picture as they hug to get some big PP points. Photo op moments like these are spread throughout the game, so look for the PP icons to appear, then snap a shot quickly. Take them back through the ventilation shaft, use the jump button to get back up to it and to get them to safety.
Case 1, point 2. Back up for Brad.
Open the door at the end of the hall to enter Paradise Plaza. Case 1, point 2 will automatically take the place of whatever scoop that you had selected. So you need to set the guide arrow once again if you want to get some scoops done first. It's always set to the latest case by default. The guide arrow is a big help since you likely don't know the layout of the mall. You can set a guide arrow by pulling up Frank's wristwatch, then highlighting and pressing A on the current case that you want the arrow to guide you to. This can also be done on the map menu by pressing X to pull up the case and scoops. Walk all the way across Leisure Park and head for the food court in the northwest. Zombies will be all over the park, but you can easily maneuver through them. A zombie horde will be right next to the doors that lead to the food court. Luckily, there is a conveniently placed lawnmower on the right side of the set of doors. Run over to it and crank it up with the B button and hold X and steer with the left analog to run over the zombies in your way. A cutscene will play upon entering the food court. Then you will be forced to face one of the many psychopath bosses of the game.
Psychopath boss. Carlito.
In order to defeat Carlito easily, you must have a gun. Brad will give you a gun, and if you run out of ammo, then talk to him and he will give you some more. If you got those sniper rifles at Hunting Shack, then switch to one of them and you can take down Carlito very quickly. When you have shot him enough, he will make his way to the area above the food stores in the very back of the food court. You will actually have better cover when you go to hit him here, since there are more columns between you and him. Be on the lookout for an occasional grenade that he will throw at you and move appropriately. If Brad gets stuck behind a table, then make sure to bump into him or move the obstacle that is blocking his way to make sure that he continues to help you out.
Case 1, point 3. An odd old man.
Following Brad to Alfresca Plaza, grab a cactus from the sitting area to help you fight through the zombies down the stairs. The zombies will quickly swarm Brad in the current area as he waits for Frank near the door, so don't leave him alone for too long. In Alfresca Plaza, Brad will fight through the zombies and will not need any help from you, so you can work on saving the survivors in barricade pair A and B. And A Mother's Lament scoops. The plywood panel from the barricade shielding the barricade pair survivors is incredibly useful as well if you want to take down a horde of zombies real fast. Walk into the fountain near the end of this area to find a submachine gun in the water along with a dumbbell. Catch up to Brad and enter the entrance plaza. When you enter Entrance Plaza with Brad, walk over to the left side of the gate where Brad is waiting to activate a cutscene. Follow Brad into the middle of Entrance Plaza. Once he raises the gate, run towards Everybody Loves Books for another cutscene. If this case was failed before Brad has the chance to raise the gate, Frank can still press the switch to the side to raise it.
Case 1, point 4.
For this case, all you have to do is go back to the security room in Paradise Plaza. The case will be finished once you open the door to the security room and watch the cutscenes. You have until 7 a.m. on September 20 to go back there, but you must be back there a little bit before that time. If you do not get back to the security room before 7 a.m, then you have automatically failed the next case and all the preceding cases will be failed. So always pay attention to the time. That's the end of this month's Games Cheat podcast with Eurogamer.net. We hope you found it useful. Keep checking www.totalkiss.com for more gaming news.
The KISS Podcast. Gaming cheats and tips.